please help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation.
A special report from ABC News. Biden drops out. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden is ending his reelection campaign, saying it's what's best for the party. Delaware Senator Chris Coons.
This was a very hard choice, but as has always been the case with our Joe Biden, he made a choice that was in the best interest of the American people.
Mr. Biden wants Vice President Kamala Harris atop the new ticket. ABC's Mary Bruce.
We are now finally hearing from Vice President Kamala Harris. She says, I am honored to have the president's endorsement, and my intention is to earn and win this nomination. She is very clearly in this race. Shortly after he announced that he was exiting this race, President Biden coming out and backing Kamala Harris, we have seen others within the party falling in line. They want to come out and make clear that the party has a plan, but they also don't want to make it look and appear to voters that this is somehow a coronation at all, because obviously this is up to the delegates.
The president plans to speak to the nation later this week. This is ABC News. The parents of a U.S. hostage who's being held by Hamas say they plan to visit Washington ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit this week.
Jonathan and Rachel Goldberg-Pollen, they are the parents of Hirsch, who was kidnapped at the Nova Festival on October 7th. They are incredibly keen to pile as much pressure as possible on the leaders of the U.S. and Israel. That visit will correspond with Netanyahu's trip. He will speak in Congress on Wednesday and meet with Biden on Tuesday, but they say that they hope that those leaders will put their interests aside and really focus on bringing their loved ones home.
ABC's Britt Clinett in Jerusalem. It's been said that every occupation has its hazards. Some are just tastier than others. Case in point, New York Times restaurant critic Pete Wells is calling it quits. He says the constant eating has caused him to become obese. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
A few showers early tonight, then partly cloudy. Areas of fog developing late, low 60. Partly cloudy and seasonal tomorrow. A slight chance of a thunderstorm by late afternoon, high 82. Increasing clouds tomorrow night with showers and thunderstorms likely well after midnight, low 63. Mostly cloudy on Tuesday with a 70% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high 81. And mostly cloudy Wednesday with scattered showers possible, partial clearing late, high 77.
Old Country. It's classic country at its best every Sunday night. Old Country on WRCO-FM 100.9 is sponsored by Dairy Hardware, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Furniture, Decor, and More, Jay's Power Center, Gokenauer Insurance, House on the Rock, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, WP Dental, and Cardinal IG.
A brand new hour, just hour number two, though, of Old Country. Plenty more to go before we say goodbye at midnight. We just heard Heartaches by the Number by Ray Price. That song was written originally by Harlan Howard and published in 1959. The biggest version of that song was released by Guy Mitchell on August 24th of 1959, released by Columbia Records. However, that same year in 1959, we just heard Ray Price, he recorded the song actually before the Guy Mitchell version. Price reached number two and spent 40 weeks on the Billboard Hot C&W Sides chart. Up next, the Carter Family with Johnny Cash, The World Needs a Melody.
The world needs a tune that it can hum. The world needs a guitar that it can strum. The world needs a melody that it can sing, 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 sing. Let's all sing together. In the sweet by and by.
What's the matter with a man when he starts staying out all night? Should you hit him in the head with a pan of cornbread, or tell him, honey, baby, that's all right? 'Cause ever since I was a little bitty teeny girl, he thought he was the only man in this whole world. But now he'd better do some thinking, then he'll find he's got the only mama that'll walk the line. Working every day, all he wants to do is play. I'm tired of him leaving me alone. I'm coming unglued from his funny little moods when he finally thinks of dragging back home. 'Cause ever since I was a little bitty teeny girl, he thought he was the only man in this whole world. But now he'd better do some thinking, then he'll find he's got the only mama that'll walk the line. Packing up my clothes, but everybody knows that I'm really just a putting you on. When I start to walking, that's when you start squawking and begging me to come back home. 'Cause ever since I was a little bitty teeny girl, he thought he was the only man in this whole world. But now he'd better do some thinking, then he'll find he's got the only mama that'll walk the line.
See you through the years.
But the last
Shelley to a Lincoln. From paper shades to curtains, from neon lights to crystal chandeliers. From cut glass to diamonds, up that ladder she's climbing, pride in golden tears.
Well, now her picture's in the paper.
Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
WRCO 100.9.
There's a time to laugh and a time to cry, a time to forgive and a time to forget. Dreams we dream sometimes never die. We carry them on until they become someone else's dreams. A friend of mine had such a dream. I met her at a truck stop just outside of Phoenix. We both worked there. Her dream came true, I know. The key to her dream was a little sign that read, "Giddy up, go." She was a lovely girl, pretty smile, but behind all this I could see a troubled mind. She told me of when she met the guy that won her heart and made her life a joy. And before too long, more happiness came, a little baby boy. Things wasn't too bad, his job wasn't much, but somehow they got by. And then came the day he drove home a big truck. And the little boy became so overjoyed, just like when he saw his first fall of snow. He kept hollering, "Giddy up, go, Daddy! Giddy up, go!" Then a dark cloud moved in. A few years later, without warning, after a few visits with her doctor, he said it was just a matter of time. She knew she'd have to move to a drier climate, and this troubled her mind. So without leaving a trace, she took her son and left town one night. She settled here, and we became the closest of friends. We'd talk from time to time, and she'd smile, and her eyes would glow when she'd tell me about "Giddy Up, Go." Each time a truck would pull in, I could see her stand and stare. Wasn't long before she had to give up being a waitress here, and she moved on out of town, not too far. We visited almost every week. The boy now is almost grown. He's the image of his dad, she'd say, the most handsomest man I've ever known. The dark cloud once more moved in, and as I stood close by, once again she told her story. I could see a tear in her eye. I know my son longs for the road, and the last request she had, let him become a truck driver, like son, like dad. The boy soon left town, I never knew for where. I find myself watching every truck that pulled in around the curve. Giddy up, go was the only link that held between the two. And I was hoping that I could be of help. It became a dream to me, too. Just now, I froze in my tracks as I watched two trucks pull in, a big new shiny diesel and an old one following him. I couldn't help staring as they walked in, ordered coffee, and talked a while. then I saw them leave, both wearing such a smile. They walked out to the old truck, brushed off some dirt so the nameplate would show. And before my eyes, a little sign that read, "Giddy up, go."
See him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John. Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With Jackson timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies one hell of a man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now I was a play horse you pull with a string on wheels where my legs should be. And he was the boy who pulled the toy around the treehouse tree. For the longest time there was just us two, the boy and the horse that was me. Until the day the purple bear came to live in the treehouse tree. Well, it was early one spring, I was tied by my string in a field of the make-believe farm, when around the house the boy and the bear came marching arm in arm. "This is Biff," said the boy to me. "He's the friendly purple bear." And Biff stooped down and stroked my mane with a paw of purple hair. "Biff has come to stay," said the boy, "and pretend with me and you. And he can do anything that a boy and a toy believe purple bears can do." And taking the cue, Biff bowed from the waist, then leaped and clicked his heels, then down to the ground in three somersaults that ended in four cartwheels. He whirled and twirled and stood on his head. The boy giggled and slapped his side. And I laughed so hard that wooden tears rolled out of my painted eyes. So Biff came to stay in the treehouse tree, and long days came without end. For the boy and the toy and the purple bear and serious games of pretend. I like the cowboy game with the boy as sheriff and Biff as the bandit king. That always ended with all the outlaws in the jail by the long rope swing. And the great pony race that lasted for days around the flower bed. Ah, that was a tough one. But lucky for us, I won by a wooden head. And the day we entered the pirate's cove, neath the bush on the alley side, Biff with a sword and a paper hat and a patch across a purple eye. Well, there was always a danger of outlaws or Indians or creatures from outer space. And without the courage of the three of us, we might have lost the whole place. But we were bound by the code of the musketeers, and such golden hours were shared by the freckle-faced boy and the wooden horse toy and Biff the purple bear. But as summers passed, the boy grew taller and his voice took a strange new ring. And his visits were few to the treehouse tree and never to the long rope swing. Biff the purple bear grew sad as he climbed down the treehouse tree. He shook his head, "I'm afraid," he said, "he's forgotten you and me. It seems, old wooden friend of mine, we've outlasted his boyhood years." Then he turned and was gone across the lawn in a trail of purple tears. Now I've been put to pasture in the old treehouse, but at times I've seen from afar a strange tall boy who mows the lawn and tinkers about his old car. But just today I look past the house and down the sidewalk, I swear, came a new little boy with a wooden horse toy.
followed by a purple bear.
Looking for a great retirement job? The House on the Rock Resort Golf Course in Spring Green has groundkeeping positions available. Good driving record required. Choose from 5 shifts a week or part-time work. Enjoy on-the-job training. Some positions are year-round, while most are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Join the team today. Furniture, Decor, and More in Bosqueville invites you to furnish your home at a great value. At Furniture, Decor, and More, you'll find a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom furniture, and mattresses, as well as a variety of accessories, all at very reasonable prices. For an enjoyable, low-pressure shopping experience with great customer service, make the short drive to savings at Furniture, Decor, and More on Highway 61 in Bosqueville.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO.
3 o'clock in the morning, and it looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low, wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams, with some sweet lover, holding on so tight, loving her the way you used to love me. Talk in your sleep with loving on your mind. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams, with some sweet lover, holding on. on your mind. You've been talking in your sleep.
That's Crystal Gayle talking in your sleep here on Old Country. Whenever I end up talking in my sleep, I'm a lot less coherent than that song. Crystal Gayle did quite well with that tune. It was successful in country music and released in January of 1978 as the first single from the album When I Dream. The song became a hit on both country and pop charts in 1978. It would peak at number one on the U.S. country chart for 2 weeks, number 18 on the U.S. pop chart, and number three on the U.S. adult contemporary chart. Up next, a little tune by Tommy Cash, I Recall a Gypsy Woman.
Silver coins that jingle jangle, fancy shoes that dance in time. Oh, the secrets of her dark eyes, they did sing a gypsy rhyme. Yellow clover, entangled blossoms in a meadow silky green, where she held me to her bosom, just a boy of 17. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine. Soft breezes blow from fragrant meadows and stir the darkness in my mind. Oh, gentle woman, you sleep beside me and little know who haunts my mind. Gypsy lady, I hear your laughter and it dances in my head, while my tender wife and baby slumber softly in their beds. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moon, the taste of life's sweet wine.
It's been a blue, blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away from it all. My love has been untrue. She's found somebody new. It's been a blue, blue day for me. I feel like crying, dying. What can I do? Feel like praying, saying, I'm glad we're through. It's been a blue, blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away from the blues. I cannot make a blue, blue day for me.
can I do? Feel like rain, sand. I'm glad we're through. It's been a blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away from the blues. I feel like running away from the blues.
In every other song that I've heard lately, some fellow gets shot, and his baby and his best friend both die with him, as likely as not. In half of the other songs, some cats cry, are ready to die. We've lost most all of our happy people, and I'm wondering why. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the loving, lovey-doving. Let's forget about the whining and the crying, the shooting and the dying, and the fellow with a switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Oh, we lost old Marty Robbins down in El Paso a little while back. And now Miss Patty Page, or one of them, is wearing black. Kathy's clown has Don and Phil where they feel like they could die. If we keep on losing our singers like that, I'll be the only one you can buy. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the lovey, lovey, dovey. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with a switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. The hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the loving, lovey-doving. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with a switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living.
Black-eyed Susie,
oh.
Black-eyed Susie,
hey.
Black-eyed Susie,
oh.
Black-eyed Susie. Black-eyed Susie, long and tall, sleeps in the kitchen with the feet in the hall.
Hey.
Black-eyed Susie,
oh.
Black-eyed Susie,
hey.
Black-eyed Susie,
oh.
Black-eyed Susie. Love my wife, love my baby, love my biscuits, salt and gravy.
Hey,
black eyed Susie,
ho,
black eyed Susie,
hey,
black eyed Susie,
ho,
black eyed Susie.
Now's the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40-plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my city. There ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women
while me she's leaving. She tells me we're through. I just can't believe it's over so soon. She called me today from her home in L.A. I just can't believe it's true. I couldn't compete with the bright city lights and sparkling diamonds and pearls. All I had to offer was a loving heart, but it wasn't enough for that girl. She tells me she's leaving. She tells me I just can't believe it's true. She don't need no cowboy with a satisfied face. I wanted to love her, make her my wife, but the city girl didn't like this country boy's life. I couldn't compete with the bright city lights and sparkling diamonds and pearls. All I had to offer was a loving heart, but it wasn't enough for that girl. She tells me she's leaving. She tells me we're through. I just can't believe it's true. I just can't believe it's true.
Nearly every day, people breaking up and just walking away from love, and that's wrong. That's so wrong. A happy little home comes up for sale because two fools have tried and failed to get along, and you know that's wrong.